So it is 5:30 on July 16th, 2026, and we will open the abatement hearing regarding the property of Kara Josh at 107 School Street in Newport Center. The parcel ID number is 00TH38007. And I will ask the board members to disclose any conflict of interest that exists and/or ex parte communication that has taken place. I personally have never met her. I've exchanged a couple of emails in the process of scheduling this meeting. That's all. Does anyone else wish to disclose anything?
Are the taxes from 23 now, are they paid?
Let's move on to that. So, what she cur the current status of that property is that the 24 and 25 taxes and all of the 2024 and 2025 water and sewer were tax sailed in January. And she also has a current water and sewer balance that's accrued since January. So she currently, in order to pay off the tax sale as well as the current water and sewer, owes $4,229.06.
So she hasn't lived in here in 3 years. Why is the water, why does she still have water over there?
I do not know the answer to that question.
The property was sold at tax sale.
Yes.
So the town has been paid all the money it was owed.
That is correct.
Okay. So one of my questions is, who's Dolly Spooner?
I do not know.
Okay. And this, I've heard through the conversation here that this trailer is at the end of School Street. Is that in a FEMA floodplain?
I do not know.
Just looking at it, I don't think so. I think it's high enough. So that was one question is, because then it relates to how did FEMA get involved with a piece of property that's not in a FEMA floodplain? And did FEMA inspect it, or did the water come up high enough? That's where FEMA gets involved. And I heard how come other properties around that house weren't subjected to the same flooding? And then why didn't this come to our attention prior to the tax sale? Another question to the owner is you waited till after the tax sale. So currently, if we were to do anything, we would then have to refund the person that bought it at tax sale,
Correct.
and then the title of that property would go back to her.
Correct.
And then she could turn around and sell it, put the money in her pocket.
It's something wrong in Denmark, yeah.
Okay, those are my thinking thought process on it, and
You took a couple of my questions away. But go ahead.
Okay, I was just making notes here.
I'd like to see the supporting documentation from Hamer.
I will say again on the record that when I have emailed her previously, I did both encourage her to send me any documentation she had and to provide a valid mailing address, and she did neither of those things.
But she responded prior to that request via email.
Yes. I sent her the last reminder I sent out this morning, and I did not receive a response to that. And I sent out the actual warning of this meeting around 2 weeks ago, whenever you guys got it. I sent it by email to her, and I did not get a response to that either.
Do you do certified mail?
I can. I did not certified mail that, partially because I already knew I was mailing it to an invalid address. So it kind of just seemed like a waste of money.
Okay. Yeah. She's not responding to your email that she supplied you with.
Mm-hmm.
Or her email that she supplied you with. What's the sense?
I mean, at this point, it's already gone through tax sale. It's already in somebody else's hands. I think she's at a loss here. I mean, if she had wanted it, she should have made an effort prior to.
Yeah, she's a little late.
So what is her responsibility now that it has gone to tax sale?
So either she needs to pay $3,814.74 by, it's going to be approximately February 1st of 2027. So that's 365 days from the date of the tax sale.
Okay.
She either has to pay the town that amount of money, at which time she'll be no longer tax sailed.
Does she pay the town or the attorney?
She pays the town directly. The attorney does not accept payments.
Okay.
And then it would be our responsibility to refund that money to the person that bought it at tax sale.
Okay.
So that is called a tax sale redemption. She can do that. Or if she does nothing, she loses it at tax sale. If she makes partial payments and does not have the entirety paid off by that date in February, then she will lose the property and the town will refund her whatever she did pay.
So she does have the ability to regain title.
At this point, yes, she does.
And if she's prepared to give the supporting documentation and she doesn't show up, I would say no on this thing.
She's 8 minutes late, so.
I think if she wants the property, she needs to pay the $3,800. She's got a year. Technically.
And if we were to do something, it would set a precedence, correct?
I agree. And it
would be followed in the future.
And it has historically been the town's precedent not to grant tax abatement. In this case, it's a little trickier because she actually failed to cite the specific statute under which she wanted tax abatement. There's, I think, 6 different statutes under which you can request it. And it's my opinion from reading this letter that she is wanting to apply under the... It's right here. The statute that basically just says she's unable to pay it, but she did fail to actually cite that statute, which is required. So if she were to have shown up tonight, and you know, she could have had a chance to look at this and cite the specific one, but she did not do that. That being said, historically, in the time that I've been here, and from what I gather for a very long time before that, the town has not granted tax abatements under the statute of inability to pay because that is so hard to quantify and apply equitably.
At the point when this building was unlivable or whatever, if they had contacted you at that point, could the water and the sewer have been dropped from that point on because it was non-usable?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You can disconnect from the system. You are still liable for paying off
loan part?
Yeah, the loan part.
Okay.
You know, it gives you
But it would give her, that would have given them some break.
Correct.
because it was not usable. It's kind of behind the point now. But.
See, in just taking the information that I have here, you know, she says she hasn't been able to live in her house for 3 years.
Right.
Why does she want it back?
That was my question, too.
She wants to sell a property, guaranteed.
Because, obviously, the trailer...
It's probably not worth it.
Two winners like that. What's?
It's not any good. I can't believe it's any good.
Trailer, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There's no basement to it.
Was it on like 1 acre, half an acre?
0.07 acres.
So in layman terms, that's
not much.
Like the size of the trailer.
Yeah.
That's a tiny lot.
Is it okay for me to ask who purchased the property at tax sale?
Yep, that's public information. It was purchased by a person referred to as Scott Hamilton. That is all the information I have.
Okay,
not the skater, I take it.
I'm not sure who you're referring to, but probably not.
Way before her time.
Well, yeah, I
don't know if there's a relationship between him and her.
I do not know.
Okay. I would know the can of worms that could
open
up. And...
But if it was purchased at a tax sale, it's legal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then in February, it becomes his.
Right.
If she doesn't pay.
Right.
And she knows that statute that she has a year from the tax sale on to... No, okay.
This is not the first tax sale she's been through, so I suspect she is aware of the process.
She's been
through... same property has been up for tax sale before?
Oh, okay.
Oh, then my answer is no.
Were we involved in that?
It was a couple years ago. She redeemed the property before the end of the grace period or whatever you want to call it.
See, maybe it didn't come to a hearing then.
I don't know.
I didn't know of any.
And you don't know if there's a lien on it?
I do not know.
Okay. She says she paid it off.
Yeah.
I am not legally qualified to answer that.
Now, because it's such a little piece of property, the person that purchased that, the trailer we already understand is probably worth nothing. So that means it was going to go for a ride. Because it's such a small piece of property, and because there was something there, can they put something back there? Even though it's such a... Or is there a minimum amount?
The footprint, which is there, is what has to be followed.
Oh, so they could still put another trailer or something there. Okay.
If it's a 29-foot trailer, you pack another one right in there. 29 feet, not 35.
Yeah.
So... You have to get a permit for something bigger than that.
But can you on such a small property?
Well, it has to be...
The footprint is a footprint. And it's
so
been,
many feet from the...
It's got to stay right where it is, too.
Yeah.
Right, if they wanted longer, but like what you're saying, it's 29 feet and they want to go 35.
Then he has to come in and get a permit.
Right. But it would have to be so many feet from the adjoining...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you have to follow all the guidelines for building.
To go through zoning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's weird that they had the right to put that trailer there if it's that small to begin with.
And it doesn't have to be a trailer either. They could build a small, tiny home there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever fits that footprint. And it can go bigger. They just can't touch the ground. So they
can go up.
You can go three stories up, or you can go like this. So that
like around in Newport.
I've seen some creative stuff done, and it's all legal.
I knew at one time, I think Heather in the corner wanted to buy.
Heather Allen,
wanted to buy that to have more land on hers. But she never could get hold of the lady.
Now that you say that, I almost recall.
She She should have come to tax sale.
That Scott Hamilton might be her uncle. Helen, or no, what did you say her name was? Heather.
Heather Allen.
It might be her uncle. I seem to remember that. Because I had talked to her father in the driveway of her house at the time when I was posting the tax sale notice, and he was very interested for that exact reason.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, that would be good for all of us. The town and...
Yeah.
Because I don't think her place is very big either, is it?
No.
I have somebody I could ask.
So do we vote our findings? Or?
Yes. A decision has to be made.
And do we have to be specific on why we said no or why we say yes?
The motion does not necessarily need to include the specifics, but when I write the letter, when I write the decision letter that gets sent to her, however I can get it to her, it will include the specifics. It's our lawyer's advice that the more specific, the better. Because that is a legal requirement, is to give a specific reason for approval or denial.
She got this saying that...
it says flooding and disaster. What's the disaster?
Yeah. Well, anything that's flooding and disaster. So, but I would want to see the FEMA report. I would want to know if it's in a floodplain.
Says that she would bring it in, but she didn't, so... That's good for me.
Things that can be put in the letter.
Yep.
Does she get a second bite at the apple here? Can she request another hearing?
She can appeal to the Superior Court.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's out of our hands then?
Correct.
Okay.
She's prepared to give all this stuff, show us all this stuff, and she don't show up. That's her problem. Not ours.
Is there any documentation as to why it went for tax sale before the first time?
She didn't pay her taxes and or water sewer. That's the only reason a property can go to tax sale.
And it is the decision of the select board when those tax sales occur. Some towns wait, do it every 5 years. We do it every year. We don't wait till it's an issue.
Yeah. So. Makes sense.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
Yeah. Turn it down. I don't know how you want to word it.
I'll second that.
Okay.
We'll let the BCA handle that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bob Hilliker has made a motion to deny abatement of any taxes, fees, or penalties. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. All those in favor of not abating any taxes, fees, or penalties, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? It appears that motion passes.
Unanimously.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the discussion that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Are you recording all this?
Yes, there is an audio recorder going as required by law.
As far as these medical challenges,
it's good discussion. It's honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it needs to be recorded and played back so it doesn't seem fixed or rigged.
Plus, she's got to write it down.
I say stuff all the time on there.
Yes, we know.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Does it record that long?
So, the decision has been made that no taxes, fees, or penalties will be abated, and I will write the denial letter next week, and the three key points of denial were that we could not verify the damage, we could not verify her financial status, and we could not get additional information from her.
And that we wanted to know about FEMA.
For
couldn't get additional information from her because she failed to appear at the hearing.
Correct. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Sure.
A second.
Thank you. All right, we are adjourned at 5:50 p.m. Thank you all.